Procrastinating on the buying decision. We all have dealt with customers that keep putting us off and putting us off and putting us off. They procrastinate. They don't say yes and they don't say no. They're thinking about it. They're talking it over with someone. They're going over it with their accountant and so on. Has anybody dealt with this where we go on and on and on? This is called the end of the trail close or the sudden death close. And what you do is you take the filled out sales contract. You already know what the person is going to buy or not buy. You know who it is. You know the company. You fill out the whole sales contract, have it typed out so it looks very professional. And you take it to them and you say, Mr. Prospect, either this is a good idea and you ought to go ahead with it, or it's not a good idea and you ought to forget it. But one way or another, why don't we make a decision right now so that I can stop taking up your time on these visits? And then you go completely silent. You slide the contract over to them. You put a tick mark, not an X, but a tick mark next to the signature place. Put your pen on top of it and sit perfectly silently and wait. And don't say a word. In 60% of cases, after some period of tension, the person will say, ah, well, we might as well get on with it and we'll sign it. In 40% of cases, the person will say, no, I don't think we'll take it, and they would never have bought it anyway. But in either case, you're free of having to keep going back over and over again to this incomplete sale, which is starting to exasperate you. And some of the other things that you could say, which are very good with regard to price, they say, well, geez, I don't know if we could afford that. You could say, well, what would we have to do to make a deal today? It's a very good question. One of the most powerful closing questions. Mr. Prospect, how far apart are we here? I had a friend who is a landscape architect, and he did a proposal for a contractor, a very expensive home. The contractor told him that he wanted the very cheapest price possible and that he was going to go with the cheapest price, and the landscape architect wanted the work. So he sat down and he put a very sharp pencil to his proposal, and he came down with all the requirements that the contractor had, and he said, it's going to cost $7,025. And the contractor said, absolutely not. Nope, no way, I'm not doing it. That's far beyond what I expected to pay. That's out of the ballpark. I'll go without landscaping if it's necessary. Very, very adamant. He said, well, how much were you expecting to pay? Because he couldn't see how he could possibly reduce the price based on the specifications he'd been given. I am not paying a penny more than $7,000. He said, as a matter of fact, he said, if we reduce the size of two of these plants, we'll put it in for $6,995. Done. And they went ahead with the transaction. You never know how far apart you are, you see, unless you ask, how far apart are we on this deal? Sometimes the person will say, well, geez, the most that we could possibly think of spending would be X number of dollars. Sometimes you can reduce the size or quantity or quality or price or delivery or shipment or warranty or something else to get it into that price range, but you can't do that unless you ask them how far apart you are. And again, you can ask, is the price your only concern, Mr. Prospect? Is the price your only concern? And that also gets them to take a stand. In other words, is it only price that's holding you back from buying? If it is, then let's see if we can wheel on price. If it isn't price, if it's something else, then let's get that out on the table too.